You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin was the focal point of the political universe on Tuesday, and voters in the Badger State tabbed Democrat-backed Susan Crawford to a 10-year term on the state's Supreme Court. Crawford easily defeated Republican-backed Brad Schimmel in the officially nonpartisan race that saw tens of millions of dollars spent on each campaign. Voters also re-elected Jill Underly as state superintendent over Brittany Kinzer. Underly, who was backed by Democrats, was first elected to the DPI's top spot 4 years ago.
The state superintendent race went to Dr. Jill Underly in last night's election. With more, here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
Incumbent state superintendent of public instruction Dr. Jill Underly walked away victorious in Tuesday night's election, fending off challenger Brittany Kinzer in one of the most competitive state superintendent races in recent years.
Yeah, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, I think we have to look forward. We want to make sure that we're preparing kids for their future and not our past.
Much of the campaign from each candidate revolved around school choice, student test score standards, and Act 10. In a statement after the race was called, Dr. Underly said her victory belonged to everyone who believed in the power of public education. Civic Media's Derek Tritz was at Dr. Underly's watch party.
This victory belongs to all of us who believe in the power of public education. It's a testament to our shared commitment to ensuring that every child in Wisconsin has access to a high-quality education regardless of their zip code.
Kinzer's campaign mainly focused on school choice and test score standards. In a statement, she encouraged voters to keep having conversations about the importance of restoring those high standards and warned that Wisconsin's students are in a reading crisis.
It is a reading crisis, and I'm so glad that we were able to elevate this reading crisis, so that all of you who are listening to me now will get in this fight for our children.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
You can get a full rundown of the spring 2025 election right now at lacrosseeagle.com or civicmedia.us/vote. No formal announcement has yet been made, but in an interview with WKBT-TV in La Crosse, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden said he's planning on running for re-election. Van Orden, who is in his second term in Congress, defeated Democrat Rebecca Cook in last fall's election. Cook announced last month that she is running for the seat once again. Van Orden is planning on holding a virtual town hall Thursday, avoiding what he calls outside agitators at in-person events in Wisconsin. On Wednesday, Amplify Health announced that it was creating a new program to help people who are experiencing a mental health crisis. The unit is called EMPATH, which stands for Emergency Psychiatric Assessment, Treatment, and Healing. EMPATH is the first program of its kind in Wisconsin. It will offer specialized care to assist when someone is having a mental health crisis. The program is being added to La Crosse's mental health facilities next year and includes inpatient and partial hospitalization care. In the La Crosse City Government, the Floodplain Advisory Committee meets today to review its Code of Ethics, update on a floodplain manager position, and review the ordinance regarding floodplains in the City of La Crosse. It's a full agenda today for the Finance and Personnel Committee with several resolutions on properties, a docking agreement with American Cruise Lines, and work on a five-year capital budget all listed. Tomorrow, the Board of Canvassers meets after 4 p.m. to begin finalizing the spring election. Outside of the statewide, countywide, and City of La Crosse elections, there were also several school board elections. The La Crosse School Board will welcome in two new members, Molly Fuchs and Jeff Jackson. Incumbent Meredith Garcia was also re-elected. Ann Garrity, Onalaska's school board president, was re-elected, while newcomer Bridget Thomas will replace incumbent Sean Garrity. And in West Salem, Ben Garber's Trish Harmon and incumbent Tom Groskopf were elected to the school board, ousting two other incumbents. Wisconsin voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure to require photo identification in order to be able to vote in elections. The measure had nearly twice as many votes in favor as it did against across the state. The Republican-backed ballot measure will amend the state constitution to make the photo ID requirement permanent. The state legislature had originally passed the voter ID requirement back in 2011. Now, voter ID is protected from future lawsuits as part of the state constitution. In addition to the statewide referendum on voter ID that passed, there were 89 school district referendums on ballots in the state as well. Locally, Bangor, Cochrane Fountain City, Independence, Viroqua, and Whitehall all passed referendums, while Arcadia, Holman, Melrose, Mindoro, and Prairie du Chien's ballot measures all failed. Just to the east, New Lisbon, which said it might have to dissolve as a district without an approved referendum, had its operational referendum passed by just 24 votes.
Wisconsin voters approved the majority of school referendums on 2025 spring election ballots. 51 of the 89 ballot measures passed this spring, which adds up to just over $1 billion in additional local property tax levies. The largest was Oshkosh at just under $200 million. Of the 89 referendums, 56 of them were decided by a difference of less than 10% between yes and no votes. 24 referendums were decided by fewer than 100 total votes. A full list of school referendum results is available at civicmedia.us. State legislators are holding public hearings on the upcoming state budget. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
Lawmakers on the budget panel will travel around the state to gather input on how the state should spend its money. Public hearings are April 2nd at Kakana High School, April 4th at the Wisconsin State Fair Expo Center in West Allis, April 28th at Hayward High School, and April 29th at North Central Technical College in Wausau. People wanting to speak will need to fill out a form on arrival.
Republicans are ignoring Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal and building their own budget from base. The Cooley region will be dry for the most part for the next several days, with only slight rain chances this weekend. Temperatures will be right around normal for this time of year, with highs around 50 degrees through the weekend. Today will be windy and cloudy, but we'll see more sunshine as we get closer to the weekend. A cool down is on tap for early next week, with temperatures dropping into the teens and 20s on Monday, but a warm up is on the way after that. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Royals tied it 2-2. Bottom of the 11th, Milwaukee's Oliver Dunn. A base runner on third, Bryce Terang at the plate. Brian Anderson with the call on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And Terang does square, gets a bunt down. Here comes
Rang on finding a way to win.
It feels good. We were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game.
Manager Pat Murphy.
If you put a bunt like that down, there's nobody in the world that can defend anything about it.
The Brewers open a four-game series tonight against the Reds. The Bucks are in Philly tonight taking on the 76ers. A major setback for the Badgers women's volleyball team. 6'1" Grace Lopez suffering a season-ending torn ACL in her right knee. With sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Stage moms or dads can be pretty annoying. One thing to be overbearing, but according to Macaulay Culkin, his dad Kit was abusive. The Home Alone star and brother of Oscar-winning Kieran Culkin sat down with Oliver and Kate Hudson on their sibling Rivalry podcast and said he's had a poor relationship with his father since childhood. Culkin says it made him realize, even at a young age, he would never be like that with his own kids. What a life he's had, and still only in his early 40s. Here's one of Pete's picks. I'm halfway through season 3 of Bosch Legacy, and the show is delivering big time. There's always a fear when you really like a show that you won't like the final season, but that is not the case. The show follows private investigator and former detective Harry Bosch, played by Titus Welliver, as he investigates LA-based wrongdoings and disappearances. The show has two talented cast members and nightlight guests in Scott Clace and Jamie McShane. The show is definitely worth a look, but maybe just start from season 1 of Bosch. Actor Val Kilmer passed away on Tuesday of complications from pneumonia. Kilmer was a Juilliard-trained actor and to this day is still the youngest person ever accepted into the prestigious school. Kilmer was an incredibly versatile actor who had well over 100 movie credits in his career that spanned several genres. Val took on roles like Doc Holliday in Tombstone, Jim Morrison in The Doors, and Batman. One of his most notable roles includes his first movie role as Nick Rivers in the hilarious Top Secret, which was written by three Wisconsin comedy legends, Jim Abrahams and Jerry and David Zucker. Kilmer also shined in such films as Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, both Top Gun movies, and of course Real Genius, in which he played Chris Knight, a brilliant college student who mentors a younger and even smarter genius. Kilmer contracted throat cancer in 2015, which more or less ended his career. There's a great documentary about the actor available on Prime Video called Val. Val Kilmer was 65 years old. Jeffrey Dean Morgan might be one of the most notorious and hated actors in TV history after playing Negan on The Walking Dead. According to the New York Post, he's just a big softie. Recently, Morgan recalled his role on Grey's Anatomy in season 2 while reconnecting with Katherine Heigl over Zoom. Morgan plays one of Heigl's patients who dies, and he says he can't watch the scene because it makes him cry. Morgan insists it's not because of his own acting and just a beautiful scene. Sure. The White Lotus is about to wrap up season 3 on Max. As usual, most fans of the show are trying to figure out who will be killed off in the finale reveal. This season has been the most controversial, due in part to its use of incest, but it hasn't affected the ratings. Every episode of The White Lotus is typically, or in some cases, longer than an hour. Season 3 will wrap things up with an episode coming in at a whopping 90 minutes. Get the popcorn popping. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy this morning, becoming partly cloudy by late this afternoon, and it's not going to be as windy today. A little breezy right away this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon. Our high in the upper 40s. Tonight down to 33, tomorrow mostly cloudy with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.